King could have been anything she wanted, from university president to entrepreneur. Yet she chose to support the civil rights movement, underscoring the mission and keeping alive the dream of her martyred husband. She shared so many experiences about her life, little did I realize she actually was reflecting on them from the posture of her imminent demise. Only in retrospect did I consider her small plate of slowly consumed fruits and her contentment watching me enjoy the ample offering of culinary delights prepared for me. Her contented smile betrayed the gravity of her condition, which I knew to be a battle with cancer and one she would shortly lose. Or did she really lose at all? Her smile taught me the value of contentment with a life well lived, a life that had run its course. Coretta Scott King lived comforted by her belief that despite the turbulence of her journey, she had lived on course with a destiny far more important than the waves of grief and tumult she experienced in the life and in the murder of her husband. She was at peace. If only you and I could replicate her resolve in our own lives, could it be that we allow the condition in our lives to distract us from the meaning of our lives? Is it possible that we don't spend enough time checking the dials and reading the compass of destiny?